We have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Richard Longbow is with us here this morning, and we're going to talk about the Audubon Christmas Craft and Art Show coming up on December 10th at the Audubon Memorial Building. How are you this morning?
Great.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Talk a little bit about some of the artists who will be showing off some of their stuff there.
Yes, because of the COVID last year and the year before, Audubon wasn't able to have a craft show. So what we've decided to do is to get eight fine artists and craftsperson to show their work so that people in the area can have a very unique experience in buying Christmas gifts. The first artist is a good friend of mine. His name is Irv Hendricks, and he primarily works in wood, turns bowls and cups and all types of wood implements. What's very unique about his work is that he has developed a technique in which he puts electricity into the wood that creates patterns that are similar to what I see as bonsai trees. So it's quite unique. He's also involved in metalwork, and he's a very talented individual. Mm-hmm. That's our number one artist. The second artist is an artist that has been on the Southwest Iowa Art Tour. Her name is Luann Barrett, and she has a business called For the Birds. And one of the unique things about her work is that she takes a media, which is a common media, which is utensils, okay, and turns them into jewelry. Makes brooches, and after you see her work, you see that there's a great deal of detail that's put into her work. And one of the unique things is that if you buy a necklace, centerpiece, you're able to choose the length of the chain. And she's also involved in making cards, so she's a very talented individual. The third person is Paul Koch, and Paul Koch has been around for about 22 years here in Iowa, and he runs his establishment is called the Painted Camel Pottery Shop in Macedonia. Okay. And he's developed a technique in which he creates pottery with very unusual patterns, and the motif is basically from the ocean. That's one of his favorite. That's just one aspect of it, of course.
Sure.
And he uses a glazing, which makes it food acceptable. In other words, you can use it for serving food. The fourth person is Judy Hill, and her specialty is handcrafted functional items made out of cloth. Okay, and those would be aprons, pot holders. These are all handcrafted. And one of the most unusual things that she makes, which I use quite often, is they're called bowl warmers. After you microwave a bowl of soup, you put it in there so you don't burn your hand on that. So I thought that was very unique. She also does towels, and the aprons that she makes are both for both adults and children. Mm-hmm. The next artist or artist is Ian and Myers Burmeister, and they have something that you would probably see in the Mideast, but they've applied it to their specific craft. They're called mandalas. Okay. Mandalas is a dot matrix, and they make very unique patterns into wood, like crosses. They're very decorative because you can put them on the wall. I've noticed that some of the photos that she sent me are also in beautiful Christmas patterns, like Christmas trees and things of that nature. Jessica Montana is another artist that I just met this year on the Southwest Iowa Arts Tour. And her specialty is to take repurposed window frames and do paintings, beautiful floral paintings with resins and acrylics, and things that deal with botanical and nature. That's the basic motif. The very unusual thing about them, because she put one up on the wall, is that they have a 3D and shadow effect to them, almost like a relief effect to them. The next artist is Sandra Clements. Work is called Colors of Faith. Through photography and writing, she produces cards and enlargements that point to the simple and the extraordinary. With her talents, her approach points to God in visual and written form. The last artist, of course, is Richard Longbell.
You know him?
I've known him for years, you know. Sometimes it's difficult to keep up with him. Richard Longbow, myself, has always been interested in the indigenous culture because of the fact that they make artwork that is functional. Everything in the culture itself was functional. So what I've done over the years is to create artwork and functional handbags, you know. My primary media is, with leathers, is bison leather. So it's extremely high quality. I produce wallets, journals, cell phone carriers, vests. I'm wearing a vest now that I've made. The most unusual thing with, say, bison bone, I use a lot of bison bone and I use bison horn, is they, over the years, they have a beautiful patina that is infused into this type of media, and I'm sure you've seen it. And probably the most unusual thing I do is I work with 24,000-year-old mammoth ivory that I've gotten from Alaska and Russia, and I create unique pieces of jewelry, especially the earrings, because every pair of earrings is one of a kind. I'm also an author, and both of my books, Frozen in Time and Who Were the First American, will be available for sale. But I think that the general public will have an opportunity to buy some very unique pieces as gifts for Christmas.
You know, the other thing that's nice here too, Richard, is everyone has something different. They're all working in a different medium, so you've got all kinds of different things. Every table you go to, you'll find something completely different.
Right, and everything, I think it's a unique experience to see how talented the people here are in Iowa, and you know, the country atmosphere is reflected in sort of the village, what I call a village mentality, that people are very much interested in handcrafted materials, and so.
Right. Yeah. Well, it just, especially if you're buying it for yourself, that's great. If you're buying it as a gift, it's always neat to find, to be creative. We can just pull stuff off a shelf somewhere or order something online,
that's
but to
right.
be able to go out and specifically shop for something unique for someone says a little something extra.
Yeah. One of the things I forgot to mention about that mammoth ivory, every piece that is purchased from me comes with a letter of authenticity. Okay, and that makes it a little bit more special as a Christmas gift.
Very good, very good. Sounds like a lot of thought has gone into putting this show together.
Yes, it has, because, you know, some of the shows have 40 different people. Mm-hmm. You know, here we've centered on eight people. You know, most of them I know personally, and I appreciate their craftsmanship.
Very good. Again, that show is coming up December 10th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., so a good long day for you, at the Audubon Memorial Building. That's right next to the park there in Audubon, right next to John James Audubon Park. And you can stop on by and take a look and check some things out. And if you would like to know more, you can always call Richard.
Yes.
Very good. Audubon Christmas Craft and Art Show, again, December 10th. Put that on your calendar of things to do here early in the holiday season. Richard, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate all the work you've done in setting this up.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.